into this. That it came here. When I came here, I'll tell you. When I came here to this country, I was afraid I wouldn't get no citizen papers.
Well, you know what? I want to hear all this from you, but because we talk to so many people, we would get so mixed up, we have to have it in a certain order. So if you'll cooperate with me, I'll ask you the questions, and then everything will come out, and then if you have anything that I haven't asked, we can add that.
You see, when I wanted to apply for citizen papers, I came in the Ix only. They told me that time, I came 1920, and they told me there is a woman by the name Mrs. Elmer. Mm-hmm. You heard about her.
Mm-hmm.
She's not living anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I should go to her, and she'll give me a good idea how to get my citizen papers.
All right, now, you see, excuse me for interrupting you.
Yeah.
I don't mean to do that, but because you have to be home early is
yeah.
why I'm doing it. Later on, I'm going to come to citizenship, and I'll ask you that question then.
No, before
so
you start, that's why I want to tell you
that
she gave me an idea not to start him with my citizen
so
papers.
So you're not a citizen?
Yes, a citizen.
You are a citizen.
That's what I want to explain it to
yes.
you.
Uh-huh.
I came for an advice, for a good advice,
uh-huh.
because I wasn't sure how to do it.
Uh-huh.
I came in, I didn't know, but I couldn't talk anything.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Sure.
I don't talk good either. This time I'm not. I'm talking very bad. But that time I couldn't do nothing. How shall I start? My husband was here. At that time, they started a new system. And the woman has to have their own citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
Not
mm-hmm.
It used to be different.
That's your husband's. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
But that time, they changed.
Uh-huh. Right.
So it was very, trouble for me.
Sure.
I had these study questions.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, don't even start it. Because if you start, they'll find out something wrong with your coming to this country. They might just send you back.
Oh, my.
Send you back? Well, how would you feel to do that?
Terrible.
Would you start doing something?
I'd feel terrible.
And you know what I done? I didn't ask her anymore, and I didn't ask anybody. But I just made an application myself in the city county building.
Mm-hmm.
Without talking. And they asked me for my marriage license.
Mm-hmm.
And I got married in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
And I came from Romania.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it was a mixed up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, that time they
yeah.
don't let you out.
Mm-hmm.
And I was run away from
yeah.
Russia. So I came in a Romanian.
Mm-hmm.
So my citizen, my marriage license, I was lucky I had him with me from
mm-hmm.
Russia.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I got married in 1912. So I brought it here. It's all in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
And in the city county building, I showed to them
mm-hmm.
that they didn't understand anything. So one says to me, well, I'll take it and I'll try to find some, you know, the one that can read it.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll find out
mm-hmm.
about it,
mm-hmm.
about you.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll see what to do with you.
Mm-hmm.
You can imagine the way I feel.
Yeah.
And I didn't have no help from nobody. I start with the questions myself,
mm-hmm.
and they called me for an interview. And one time I didn't answer exactly good. They sent me back, and they said, well, we don't have the paper back. We don't know nothing now what to do.
Mm-hmm.
It took months and months and months. I got a postal card. They calling me, and I came, and he took her that marriage license, a piece. Mm-hmm. It was so, yeah, it looked mm-hmm. like it's all torn up, but I had mm-hmm. it together. And they said, all right, we'll give you the papers.
Mm-hmm.
But he asked me a question first. How did you came from you, the marriage license is written in Russian.
Mm-hmm.
So how did you do that? I says, look here. You know, I learned a little bit. I said, if you married in Russian, and if you want to move to a different city, mm-hmm. you're not allowed.
Mm-hmm.
So he looked at me, and he looked at another one, he said, going to the other one, well, she's right, she's allowed to move. So I made
right.
it myself.
Yeah, okay.
And that's why I'm telling you, the reason I'm telling you now, I don't want to fall into trouble.
No, nothing is attached to your name. Don't worry about that at all. We couldn't do that. We would get ourselves into trouble. Nothing is going to be attached to your
because
name.
At that time I was younger.
No.
And anything, when mm-hmm. I start talking, even if I can't talk,
no.
I talk, you know, now I
no.
talk worse.
No, there's no problem here at all. This is strictly, we give you a number and that's all. And it's just the number that'll be there.
What does it say to talk?
OJH, Oral Jewish History, number one. First thing I want to know is, now you're telling me then, you lived in what country? In Europe?
In Russia.
Russia. And what was the name of the town?
It was Lipovets.
And Lipovets.
Lipovets, Kiva Gubernia.
Somebody else came from there. All right, and was this a small town? How big was it?
A tiny truck. How big, I don't know. But it was a nice town. You know, a town people used to make business there. You know, girls, they used to dress themselves nice.
Mm-hmm.
And I was the one, I used to like to be dressed nice.
Yeah. But Mrs. Weinberg, now wait a minute, what are we talking about? Are we talking about a town of 500 people, 1,000 people, 25,000 people.
I couldn't tell you because
yeah.
I didn't know.
You don't have any idea the size of it. What kind of a house did you live in? Tell me about your house.
My house?
That you lived in there.
When I was born in a house, my father's house, I was raised in the same house. And I got married in the same house, and I had my first child in the same house.
Oh, well, what kind? Tell me about this house then. What was this
house? A house
like?
from four rooms, two bedrooms, and a kitchen, and a dining room.
Uh-huh.
And so.
You lived in a four-room house. You grew up in this house.
I grew up in
and,
that house.
And was it a single house or was it an apartment? Single house.
Yeah, with a big ladder on the house.
With a big garden around
yeah.
the house. All right, now you said that you got married in this house.
That's right.
How long were you married before you came to this country?
I got married in 1912. In 1930, my husband went to this country.
I see, he came
and
before.
And I was there
uh-huh.
with my little child.
Uh-huh.
He came here for a reason. My father was here and he didn't want to stay here. So he figured he'll come to see why my father doesn't want to stay, because my mother wanted to come here. But
your father didn't want to stay where?
In America.
Your father was in America?
Yeah.
And your husband came to see
and
your
my
father.
Mother wanted to take all the children and come to this country, to America.
I see.
And my father didn't like it because he didn't have the synagogue what he had in Europe.
In Russia. All right, now in this family, this house where you grew up,
yeah.
how many brothers and sisters lived in the house with you?
Well, my mother has the, we were three sisters and three brothers.
You,
six
when
children.
You, six children. So you had two sisters.
And I have two sisters.
Two sisters and three brothers, six children altogether.
Yeah.
How many brothers were older than you?
I'm the oldest.
You're the oldest.
Yeah.
So they were all younger. And the sisters were younger too then?
Of course.
And you lived there your whole life till you came to this country?
Yeah.
And when you got married, the 1 year that your husband was with you, he lived there too?
Yes. He would have come here, but he hadn't come to see why my father doesn't want to stay in America.
So you were married in this house and had her first child here?
There, Elizabeth.
Work in this house. Did you do any work?
Well, when I was a single girl, I used to be a dressmaker.
And
when I got married,
yeah,
my husband didn't want me to work.
All right, but you were a dressmaker. Now,
yes.
Did you make? Did you just do alterations, or did you do?
No, I used to make new dresses.
Made new dresses.
I even made new suits.
Did you really?
Yeah, I could make men's pants.
Isn't that wonderful?
No, I can't do that.
Well,
I'm not sorry.
What were the languages spoken in your home?
In my home,
mm-hmm.
Yiddish.
Not Russian at all.
Not in the house.
No, just for Yiddish.
Yiddish.
Did you go to school in Russia?
Well, for Yiddish school. Not to Hebrew.
Not to Hebrew school.
Not Hebrew, but plain Yiddish.
Went to Yiddish school.
You know what's Yiddish made?
Yeah, sure.
Hebrew, you know, this time the children, they go to Sunday school and they learn Hebrew.
Mm-hmm, but you learn Yiddish.
I didn't learn Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
I can only, if you give me a book, a Hebrew book, I can daven it, you know. And there is, under the, it tells you, it's the, like you said, suppose if you see half Hebrew and half English. But I have a book, F. Hebrew and F. Touch. We call it Touch. You know,
mm-hmm.
I can read this and I know what I was reading in Hebrew.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yes, I understand. Did you go to this Yiddish school every day?
Yeah, we used to go when I was a little girl. I used to go. That we call it here, you call it a school, and over there they call it a cheder.
Well, how many years did you go to this?
I started early because my brother, rest in peace, he in Europe they teach boys very young,
mm-hmm.
and he was the kind of little boy, he didn't want to go without me. I had to go too.
Well, how many years did you go, do you think?
Oh, it was bar mitzvah. We started 13, a little more, about 18 years.
You went to school for 18 years?
Yeah.
18 years, okay.
No, not exactly 18. When he was bar mitzvah, he went to school more, but I think I quit.
15 years? 12
that's
years?
Let's say 13.
13 years, all right.
Yeah, my boy, my brother, when he got bar mitzvah. So that was dead for me. Got a big boy that time.
All right. Now, what was your synagogue like here? Your synagogue in Russia, what was it like?
Synagogue in Russia was like a synagogue, like here, with Torahs.
Yeah. What was the building made out of?
It's made a building from bricks, like here. It was nice.
About how many families belonged?
How many families belonged to that? That synagogue could be about 2 or 3 families. Big. There was all kinds of big ones, small ones.
All right. Now, what about the non-Jewish people, the people that weren't Jewish in this little town, Leibowitz? Were you friendly with them?
Not like here. The Jewish people lived in a Jewish community, and they, not the Jewish. You know, they lived in a cantos.
In a what?
A country. You call it a little country.
The Jewish people.
No.
The Gentile people.
The Gentile.
The Jewish people then lived to themselves.
In the city.
Mm-hmm.
The Jewish people lived in the city,
mm-hmm.
and the Gentiles lived in the country.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to grow all kind of vegetables. And
who did? The Gentiles?
Yeah. The vegetables and the fruit and everything, and they brought it
on the market.
And people, you know, Jewish people used to go out and buy from them.
Uh-huh.
And that was... That was the, not like here in stores.
Mm-hmm.
You can go in and in store and buy a pound of apple. Over there they sell the apples by the bucket.
Now in Russia, did you belong to or attend any political organizations? Did you belong to any kind of a Zionist organization?
I didn't.
Or a socialist or a labor union?
No.
Nothing?
No, I didn't.
What about your parents? Did they?
My parents? No. Over there, that time, was different.
Mm-hmm.
I remember I was already married. And I had everything, whatever I need. You know, I wasn't poor.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband went to this country. And I was a dressmaker. And when he worked here, and how much he made, he used to send to me,
mm-hmm.
and I didn't even need it.
Mm-hmm.
So there was poor people,
mm-hmm.
very poor.
Mm-hmm.
They used to come into my house and ask me for favors,
mm-hmm.
and I used to do for them.
Sure. And what about your government? What was the relationship of your government to the Jews?
The government. If you want to say one bad word there, they're going to hang you, killing, you know. You wasn't allowed to say anything.
What would
bad.
Be a bad word?
Anything is bad for them.
For instance?
You have to be very careful.
Well, for instance?
Like here, they said here, I suppose, President Nixon didn't talk good. Either he talks too much. If you would say that over there, they would take you in jail right away and give you a jail or killing you. You wasn't allowed to say any word. It was pretty bad over there. I was glad to get out from there.
And what did you think of America at this time?
The when I came here.
No, when you were there in Russia, what did you think about America?
Well, when I was there, and my husband was here, I wanted to come here.
Why? Because to be with your husband.
To be with my husband. And I heard people was talking America is a golden land. And it wasn't the way the people was talking about. It was a little different.
Yeah. We're going to come to that.
Yeah. You know, my husband ran away in 1913.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That was hard for you.
And a year later, the Second World War broke out.
Mm-hmm. All right, so you left the country in which you were born to join your husband, is that right?
Yes.
Is that what we can say?
Yes.
All right. And you came to the United States because your husband was here?
Yes. Sure.
And why did you decide? Your husband came to look for your father.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah. He wanted to go back.
Your father wanted to go back.
Yeah.
And why wasn't he satisfied with it, your father?
Because you saw people want to sell them. And he, he figures, how can a Jewish man work and sell them? He didn't want to work and sell them.
I see.
And he was lonesome for his own synagogue.
I see.
So he wanted to go back. He didn't like it.
Now, you're coming to this country and you had a definite destination, and that was Pittsburgh?
Yes, I came to Pittsburgh.
And was your husband working here?
Yes.
So he was here 7 years before you came. You came in 1920?
That's right. Yeah, I was 7 years without him.
Mm. Hard for a young girl.
I was pretty young, and I was pretty that time. The way I was, if you would see my picture, you wouldn't recognize me.
Well, you're still a pretty woman.
Thank you.
And you're neat. You keep yourself neat.
That's what I was like. Since I remember myself.
You always like to be neat.
I like to be nice dressed, to dress myself nice.
That's wonderful. You feel better.
And I like my house to be clean.
Isn't that nice?
That's my habit.
All right, now were you part of a group traveling together?
Yeah.
Tell me about this group, coming from Europe now.
From Europe. See, when my husband came here to see why my father doesn't want to be here. In the meantime, this country was pretty bad. He had to look for a job, and he couldn't find it. So I figured, why should he struggle looking for a job? He'll go back also with my father.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So in the meantime, the war broke out. They couldn't go.
Couldn't go back.
Yes.
All right, but my question to you is, when you came here, were you part of a group traveling together?
Yeah.
Well, what was this group like?
The group was my mother and the whole family, my brothers and my sisters, and my little girl. She was 7 years old.
And how did you travel? How did you go from your village? How did you leave?
We came to Romania.
How did you go to Romania?
Well, the enemy, caused a bother.
How'd you do that?
We paid plenty of money for that. People, some people to take us over.
And then from Romania, where did you go?
In Romania, we had to go. We went to Cașinău. We were in Cașinău. Rosh Hashanah, I remember. We were in Bucharest, Yom Kippur. And from there, we had arranged a ship to come.
Well, what port did you leave from?
Belgium.
Antwerp? Was it Antwerp?
Yeah. Sometimes I forget that name. It comes to me.
How long did it take you? When you left the border, when crossed over the border? How long was that from the time you left Russia till you got to Antwerp?
Till I came into this country?
No, to Antwerp.
To Antwerp?
Yeah. To take it.
It didn't take long because the whole was thing, we left there a month. We came here before November. It took us, the whole thing took us about a month, maybe 5 weeks. We were lucky.
All right. Now, when you got to this country, who met you in New York?
My husband.
You were glad to see him, huh?
What do you take?
Uh-huh.
And my father. Okay. Also.
And they were in New York to meet you.
Yeah.
All right. Now, did you have any kind of a visa or passport to get from Russia to this country, or did they just...
Not from Russia.
No,
nothing.
Nothing.
From Romania.
From Romania?
That's why I was explaining to you.
Yes.
I was afraid to stop with citizen papers.
Uh-huh. I see, because you got out of Russia without any papers.
Yes.
Well, that's how most got out.
Yes.
Isn't that how everybody left?
You ran away.
Everybody's telling me that. They left at night, so...
Yeah.
They...
So why that woman told me not to start even with the papers?
Well, she was wrong. now, what objects or papers did you bring with you to the United States? Did you bring anything with you?
Oh, those papers, I didn't keep them to show me someplace.
Yeah.
I didn't want to show this kind of papers.
But did you bring anything with you?
I don't think so.
You didn't bring anything that mattered to you, not any possession that you cared about?
No, I didn't bring anything.
Just your clothes?
Just my clothes. And I was, and I had plenty of clothes. And I remember a man came over to me. He says, his wife is naked. She don't have nothing to put on. Did you have anything extra? I says, yeah. I gave him a blouse, a skirt.
Yeah. This was on the ship. Was this on the ship you gave him?
It was before we came on the ship. It was in Bucharest. You know what Bucharest means? It's a big city.
Yes, sure.
A Romanian city.
Is your name the same as it was in Europe?
Yeah, Weinberg.
Do you remember when you first came to the United States, what impressed you? What impressed you when you came here? Do you remember back that far?
I don't.
Here you're a young girl, a young wife with a child, and you're coming to this country. Do you remember the first thing that impressed you?
Well, nothing was bad for me. My husband bought furniture before I came. I was on the ship.
Yeah, but I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about you first land here in New York. Do you remember something that stood out in your mind? After all, this is a big experience. It's a young woman coming, changing her whole life, coming to a new country. Do you remember anything that stood out in your mind when you first got to New York?
When I first saw a man, a woman of the color people, I couldn't imagine what color of face this is. I said, what is it? It is a person. I was so surprised to see that. And nothing else, it was bad for me. Mm-hmm. So my husband and my father, he brought me to Pittsburgh, and he got rooms ready for me.
Now, when you first arrived in Pittsburgh, what impressed you? What do you remember about Pittsburgh? Do you remember anything?
There was nothing, a bad feeling. Everything was all right. Everything was good, nice.
Because nothing, there wasn't anything that stands out in your mind that first impressed you?
Because I was very happy.
All right, now do you remember your first day in Pittsburgh? Yeah. Do you remember your first day?
First day, my husband brought me to my aunt, mine.
To where?
An aunt. My father's brother. Mm-hmm. My father's sister.
Uh-huh.
And I slept there over the night.
Mm-hmm.
Then he took me to the place where he rent, you know. He rent an apartment for me.
You frightened?
Frightened. Oh, well, this I remember. I was afraid to open the door. Oh, if anybody came to the door, I was afraid to open the door.
Why?
Because I went through so much trouble, killing, robbing. Before we ran away from there,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We had a lot of trouble. We left the house, furniture, clothes, everything. We ran away in a little mm-hmm. different city.
Mm-hmm.
And we mm-hmm. heard how many people got killed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And when we came back to that place we left, mm-hmm. So I find everything, my house, you know, her house, I was living together with my in the family. So our house wasn't touched.
Oh, you went back to Europe later?
No, I'm talking before I came to this country.
Oh, I see.
Before mm-hmm. we ran away from there.
Yes.
But, so, that was the trouble. I was afraid to open the door when I came to this country. I used to remind myself in the memories I have.
Yes, I can understand
the memories. I used to be afraid to open the door for anybody.
Anybody would be.
Yeah.
All right, now so here you came to the United States. Now, was there anything about life in the United States that disappointed you during your first 5 years here?
No, I wasn't disappointed.
Nothing at all that disappointed you?
My husband was working, and he was a very good husband to me.
Mm-hmm.
He used to take me to the store to buy a dress, I remember. And so I came in, I couldn't talk, I knew nothing. He said to the sales lady, she should show me some dresses. And mm-hmm. any dress she showed me, I didn't like it.
Because you knew how to make clothes.
And one time, he showed me a dress from the window, and I didn't like it. So she started laughing about it. And if she started laughing, my husband laughed too. I says, for Yiddish, so who's last? You understand the Jewish?
Yes, a little bit. Mm-hmm.
So who's last?
Mm-hmm.
He says, well, you can give my dress for so much money, and you don't like it. So that's why she's laughing. How much money? About $75. Well, I said, I'm sorry, I don't like the dresses. I'm going to buy material and I'm going to make my own dresses.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the way it was. I was sewing dresses for myself until my husband told me, quit. You was working plenty. Now you got used to this country, go and find some dresses and it's enough for you to sit on the sewing machine and work. So I stopped.
So we can say the clothes disappointed you.
Yeah.
Thought they were terrible.
Right.
And made her own. Okay.
I made a dress one time for myself. So people ask me, where did you get this dress? Some boy, Kaufman's. I says, no. Gimbel's. No, Orange. Frank Seder. I says, no, where did you got it? You brought it from somewhere. I said, I made it myself.
Mm.
My goodness, the dress. I had, they sold in the stores, $70, $80. And I spent about $25 or $28
mm-hmm.
on the material, and I made it.
Did anybody treat you mean or unjustly in those first years because you were an immigrant?
I don't think so. No.
No.
Mm-hmm. No.
You don't remember anything?
No. One time I remember my husband told me some people he used to live with him. So he told me one day he was talking about me. They didn't know me. What had happened when I was in old country and I had plenty of money, and he used to send me money. So I sent him a letter. I says, please stop sending me money because I don't have no place where to hide it. It mm-hmm. wasn't there mm-hmm. like here. Mm-hmm. You took it in the bank mm-hmm. over there. You have to hide the body because robbers come and they make no doubts on you, they're killing you. So I bade him, he should stop sending me money.
To Europe?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So when I came here, he told me the story. When he, the woman, she, you know, I stayed with her,
mm-hmm.
he asked her, she was asking him, as you buy, what is she writing to you? He says, she's writing me, I should stop sending money because she has enough and she can, and she don't want it. She said, what kind of wife you have? Some dummy? Some kind of dummy? Everyone, man, they said the wives writing them, send me more money because I don't have enough.
Uh-huh.
Your wife says, don't send me money. She said, I guess she don't have no sense.
But she didn't know you were smart, you were making your own. After you lived in the United States for 5 years, did you feel that you had accomplished your goal in coming here? Your goal was to join your husband and to, I guess, raise your family here.
I brought my daughter was 7 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as I came in here, she got chickenpox. So she couldn't go to school right away. It took a year till she got all right and she started school. So after that, naturally, I got another child, a boy. And later on, I had another one.
Mm-hmm.
I had two sons.
Mm-hmm.
And one daughter and two sons.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to go to school to learn English when I came here. At the time I start thinking about school, something happened to me. I got sick, either the child got sick, I couldn't go. One day, my husband was home, I says, well, today I'm going to school. It was a school in the Ikes, in the Center Avenue, for the people, you know, the one thing, for the women, the one thing, when they learn English. I says, well, this time I'm going to school. And I started walking, and it was winter. The snow was falling. And a car came and knocked me down. I didn't see what car, and I didn't see nothing. But when I opened my eyes, I see I'm in a hospital.
Oh, what an experience.
So I says to the nurse, I says, my God, what I'm doing here? She said, don't you know you was running, you had the rug over? I said, where? I asked her where, and she told me. And I had galoshes. And she started showing me, you know, where the wheel ran over my foot. So I took off my galosh. I said, well, the wheels was running over the galosh, it didn't touch my foot. But I got my, you know, my spine. I got it. You know, when I fell down, I hit my spine. So I start telling her I want to go home. She said, well, call your husband. I says, no, sir, I wouldn't call my husband because he was always afraid for me to go. And this time I went. She said, well, did the man, the one who brought you here, is it all right with you? He should take you back home? I says, yeah. Let him take me home. And he took me home. My husband opened the door and he said, what is it? What's he got so scared? What is it? What did you done? Something. So, that's when I died, I fell. Well, he called the doctor. The doctor came and he strapped me up and he told me to lay in bed for 2 or 3 weeks. And that was the end. So my husband started talking to me. He says, look, how many times it happened to you something, whenever you want to go to school, something happened. He says in Jewish, Bismirazoya gefell.
Yeah.
You know what this word means? I like you the way you are.
Yeah, isn't it nice?
And I don't want you to start school.
All right, now where was your first home in this area? First home, where was it? When you first, your first apartment here?
In Worcester Street, I think.
Was that the Hill District?
Yeah.
All right, that's where Worcester Street in the Hill. That's where most people live.
Yeah.
And what was it like? What was the neighborhood like?
It was on the second floor, it was. And downstairs was.
How many rooms?
It was 5 rooms, I think. I didn't need it, but it was 5 rooms.
5 rooms on the second floor. And what was downstairs?
Downstairs was something, they made the cigars factory.
All right.
So
and
then
what,
I moved away from there.
How long did you live there?
A year, maybe.
Just 1 year?
Yeah.
And how did your husband get this home or apartment?
How did he have this
How did
apartment?
He get it?
I was on the ship. I don't know how he got it. That's why he took those. That was a shortage of rooms that time also. He couldn't get the rooms for me.
Did you do any work when you came here? Did you work outside the home?
Me?
Yes.
No. No. He didn't want me to work.
Okay.